For over a dozen years, the Agricultural Preservation Program has paid farmers to keep developers off their land. In a vote, the council agreed to pump $2 million into the program, twice the amount of money requested by Lexington's mayor. Vice Mayor Linda Gordon sees the funding as economic development.
It is absolutely no different from the incentives we give all the businesses that come here within the urban service boundary.
Given matching funds from the federal government, Lexington would have $4 million for the Purchase of Development Rights program. However, such congressional funding could someday disappear. So, Councilmember Harry Clark says the council needs to ramp up its preservation efforts now.
We are afraid simply that the federal budget is going to be suffering, and these kind of funds may not be available in the future. But again, that's our assumption.
One of the council members expressing concern about the amount of money going into the preservation program is Councilmember George Myers. Myers has heard from taxpayers who believe it shouldn't be a priority.
No matter how lean our budget got, no matter how lean times got, we always had money for PDR. We haven't always had money for these other things. And people are saying, when is it going to be our turn?
Since its inception, over 26,000 acres and more than 250 farms in Fayette County have been immunized against development. That's just over half of the community's overall 50,000-acre goal. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.